Welcome to the DevCon Archives, featuring top sessions from the latest DevCon, which took place in Bangkok in November 2024. These episodes spotlight some of the best talks from the largest Ethereum developer conference, showcasing the technical advancements, mission, projects, and novel ideas shaping the Ethereum ecosystem. All talks have been recorded. You can find them on archive.devcon.org. Let's dive into today's featured talk.
Awesome. Hey guys, I'm Richard. Today I'll be talking about trust minimized P2P marketplaces on Ethereum. Go over the why, how, and some thoughts of looking ahead. So why are we here? If we look at Web2 today, data currently exists in these centralized data silos, whether it's fiat currency in your bank account, your social graph, concert tickets, domains, etc. These lead to high switching costs for users. For example, you can't bring your followers from Facebook to Twitter. And these also are very extractive to these users. For example, Ticketmaster charges like monopolistic prices because they own both the secondary and primary exchanges. And lastly, there's like closed APIs, which make it very difficult to interoperate between payment APIs, for example. Additionally, if you look at Web3 in our permissionless database, the problem is that it's really detached from the real world. If you look at your social graph, stablecoins, like these DeFi instruments, and even ETH, all of it runs in a parallel system. In fact, most of DeFi today is self-referential. And so the solution here is to bring the real world to Ethereum. And the question is how? We can break through these kind of walled gardens using cryptography and also maybe TEs. So we can use ZK and MPC, these new technologies, to allow us to permissionlessly export data from these centralized data silos. Techniques such as ZK email and TLS notary, which also can help us redact any kind of private sensitive information prior to exporting. Check out some of the other talks on ZK email or TLS notary today if you want to learn more deeply. But yeah, now with these tools, we can kind of compose any kind of Web2 action with Web3 action, such as proving a fiat transfer using ZK email to swap for some stablecoins on-chain, or proving a ticket transfer using TLS notary to swap for stablecoins, or swap domains for ETH, etc., or even put a social graph inside a TEE to do some DeFi stuff with. An example of this flow that is in production today is ZKP2P, the project I work on. The problem that it fixes some of the issues I mentioned earlier, such as the high fees. The construction for this is pretty simple, actually. A seller comes in, escrows some funds in a smart contract, and provides a payment ID. A buyer comes in, pays the seller, and uses that proof to unlock the escrow contract. Kind of replaces Binance or any kind of centralized exchange with a smart contract, and replaces the manual process of unlocking the escrow with instant unlock upon satisfying a predicate. This construction extends beyond fiat. Simply replace the off-chain payment with a digital asset transfer and a proof of payment with a proof of asset transfer. Now you can kind of do P2P trading tickets, trading domains, trade social media handles, CSGO skins, gift cards, and much more. You can even further extend this construction if you trust TEs as a credible third party. You can kind of encumber a Web2 account, put it inside a TEE, and act as an escrow for the Web2 asset. And both seller and buyer send requests through the TEE. Once the TE owns both funds and the Web2 asset, say tickets, then they can proceed to unlock funds to both parties. Now you kind of can see the Web2 account is fully programmable. You can do some weird stuff like make the TE run an AMM pricing model, for example. yeah, in conclusion, design space is huge to do trust minimized marketplaces. The tech here is ready. Dev tooling will continue to only get better. And instead of only bring Ethereum to the real world, I think it's time to bring some of the real world onto Ethereum. Thank you, and that's it.
Thank you, Richard. Do we have any questions? Shy crowd today. Come on, guys. Graphic of the P2P marketplace. I don't even know if you have the ability to go back in slides.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, is this better? Yeah. If you can't go back, that's okay. I was just going to ask something about it, but it doesn't matter.
I don't think we can. Maybe you can just talk to it. Okay. Any particular use cases you're most excited about, like in terms of future of peer-to-peer marketplaces?
I think there's just a lot of ideas out there. Like, you can put almost any internet data on chain and use it. Trade any kind of Web2 asset or even data, and anything that you think has value on an internet, you can kind of bring into on chain to do cool stuff with.
Yeah, love to see it. I mean, just the, like you said, Ticketmaster, I think a prime example of just like marketplaces that are absolutely using monopolistic pricing to just gouge consumers in what is becoming, a very much frictionless process to do straight peer-to-peer. I guess a question, have you seen any regulatory issues? How are you thinking about navigating that?
I think there haven't been so far. I think P2P is a legally, I guess, gray area kind of thing. You are allowed to transact with like your peer. For example, Facebook Marketplace is like a huge P2P marketplace. And we're just basically enabling the coordination of that to be easier through on-chain means on Ethereum.
Totally. All right. Thank you, Richard. Appreciate it. Give it up.
Thank you for listening. Be sure to visit archive.devcon.org to watch and listen to all the other DevCon talks. We look forward to seeing you next time.